Well, great Thursday morning, folks. It is great to spend another morning with you. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 9, verse 15 through 10, verse 15. Again, today's saving word for us is mercy and forgiveness. And in yesterday's reading, the earlier verses of chapter 9 described how the people have turned away from God and have been unfaithful to Him. And Hosea warns that the time for punishment has come. In today's reading, Hosea continues to describe the consequences of the people's sinfulness, and the Lord pronounces judgment on the people. So let's go ahead and get started. The Lord says, "All their evil doing began at Gilgal. It was there that I began to hate them. And because of the evil they have done, I will drive them out of my land. I will not love them anymore. All their leaders have rebelled against me. The people of Israel are like a plant whose roots have dried up and which bears no fruit. They will have no children, but even if they did, I would kill the children so dear to them. The God I serve will reject his people, because they have not listened to him. They will become wanderers among the nations." I should parenthetically insert here, this is the prophet now speaking about what is going on between God and Israel. So let's continue. "The people of Israel were like a grapevine that was full of grapes. The more prosperous they were, the more altars they built. The more productive their land was, the more beautiful they made their sacred stone pillars they worship. The people whose hearts are deceitful must now suffer for their sins. God will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. These people will soon be saying, 'We have no king because we did not fear the Lord.' But what could a king do for us anyway? They utter empty words and make false promises and useless treaties. Justice has become injustice, growing like poisonous weeds in a plowed field. The people who live in the city of Samaria will be afraid and will mourn the loss of the golden bull at Bethaven. And they and the priests who serve the idol will weep over it. They will wail when it is stripped of its golden splendor. The idol will be carried off to Assyria as tribute to the great emperor. The people of Israel will be disgraced and put to shame because of the advice they followed. Their king will be carried off like a chip of wood on water. The hilltop shrines of Avon, where the people of Israel worshipped idols, will be destroyed. Thorns and weeds will grow up over their altars. The people will call out to the mountains, 'Hide us! To the hills, cover us!'" The Lord then pronounces judgment on Israel. The Lord says, "The people of Israel have not stopped sinning against me since their time at Gibeah. So at Gibeah, war will catch up with them. I will attack this sinful people and punish them. Nations will join together against them, and they will be punished for their many sins. Israel was once like a well-trained young cow, ready and willing to thresh grain. But I decided to put a yoke on her beautiful neck and to harness her for harder work. I made Judah pull the plow and Israel pull the harrow. I said, 'Plow new ground for yourselves, plant righteousness and reap the blessings of that your devotion to me will produce. It is time for you to turn to me, your Lord, and I will come and pour out blessings upon you. But instead, you planted evil and reaped its harvest. You have eaten the fruit produced by your lies. Because you trusted in your chariots and the large number of your soldiers, war will come to your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed. It will be like the day when King Shalom destroyed the city of Beth Arbel in battle, and mothers and their children were crushed to death. That is what will happen to you, people of Bethel, because of the terrible evil that you have done. As soon as the battle begins, the king of Israel will die." Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. It is time for you to turn to me, your Lord, and I will come and pour out blessings. Let us pray. Holy God, open my heart and my mind to you and listen to you. Teach me to be obedient to your word and keep me close in the safety of your love. Amen. Okay, well, our time together has come to an end this day. Tomorrow, join me as we will be in Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, where God's love for the people is expressed. Until then, again, let your light so shine, folks. Let the people, wherever you are, see your good works and glorify the Father. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.